Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
One team, one dream. That's the vision of new Edgewood football coach Scott Fisher. The 51-year-old Fisher will officially be named to the post tonight at the RBB school board meeting. Scott returns to the varsity head spot after stints at Lawrence Central and Park Tudor up in Marion County. Fisher, who's the son of voice of the Hoosiers, Don Fisher, tells me his plate is quite full as he winds up the rest of the spring. Now in charge of the football fortunes of the red and black.
Priority number one is putting together a assistant coaching staff that buys into the vision we have for the football program. Organize and implement an after-school conditioning program, and we're going to implement a spring speed and change of direction program for all of our athletes that aren't currently in a spring sport. We've got a summer program. I've got summer schedule already set up.
Well, I tell you, vision has a lot to do with culture, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the number one thing we do with as football coaches, in my opinion. We're an extension of the classroom, and then obviously I've always thought education is an extension of the home, so we're trying to help raise young men and take them from being boys into men that we're all proud of when they graduate high school.
New football coach at Edgewood High School is Scott Fisher. Pacers on the airwaves tonight from Gainbridge against Dallas. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
No question about it, Ray Luce's Hoosier swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers among college swimming's elite. The Hoosiers earning their fourth top five finish in the last five national events, finishing fourth in Minneapolis this past weekend. 10 Hoosiers combining for 37 All-America honors, 3 winning individual titles.
They were fantastic. I got to give these guys a lot of credit. They wanted some wood. And the only way you get wood is to be the Final Four. You know, basketball Final Four resonates to every sport. So if you want a plaque, a big, heavy wooden trophy, you got to get top four in the country, and our boys did that. As excited as we are with what we did this year, next year, we are hell-bent on winning a national title for Indiana University.
And with multiple NCAA champions, senior Brendan Burns using his COVID year back in 24, don't discount what Ray Luce is telling you here in 2023. Thought for this Monday, man needs his difficulties because they're necessary to enjoy success. Pacers Dallas from Gainbridge tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.